For example, PA-53 Sergeant Kier, today's date is 01/25/2025. Dictation is for Stephen Hicks. Hicks spells H-I-C-K-S. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E. And date of birth is 12/04/1961. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. This paragraph, patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post. Correction. He status post pacemaker. Comma. Diabetes type 2, comma. Tobacco use disorder, comma. Hypercholesterolemia, comma. Easier for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports lower extremity pain, tingling, and occasional swelling. Patient also reports tingling and pain in his upper extremities. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies shortness of breath. Denies chest pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. And no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 71. Pulse 52, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period, next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period, next paragraph. Cardiac, irregular rate and rhythm. No peripheral edema. Or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no anthology gait, period. Next paragraph. Alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is coronary artery disease, number 2 is peripheral neuropathy, number 3 is hypercholesterolemia, number 4 is medication refill. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, patient had done ultrasound. This is a check for his peripheral discomfort to ensure no his circulatory process is normal. There's some plaque buildup in his left lower extremity vasculature. However, there is no DVT, no obstruction, no complete obstruction, period. Ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen, which revealed mildly enlarged prostate. Kidneys are normal, no mass, no vasculature dilation or obstruction or stenosis. Next line. His plaque deposit in his aortic, in his abdominal aorta. However, obstruction is not significant as there is no aneurysm demonstrated. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Today, labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, testosterone, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D. His medications were refilled as follows. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID. Crestor, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Genevia, 100 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO twice daily for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.